Hello, I'm Shara Smaritic, Communications Manager here at Think Local Act Personal. I'd like to welcome you to TLAC's latest podcast. Today we're here with Neil Crowther from Social Care Future to talk about the exciting work that he's doing around reframing social care. Hello, Neil.
Good morning. Hi.
So I'd like to start by asking you a little bit about yourself and about Social Care Future and what it is for people who don't know.
Okay, so Social Care Future is a volunteer-led network of the willing, if you like. It's very diverse, includes self-advocates, directors of adult social services, provider organisations, disabled people's organisations, parents' organisations. What unites them really is a sense that what we have with social care right now is not enough. We want a radical shift so that in the future we can all live in the place we call home with the people and things that we love, doing the things that matter to us in communities where we look out for one another. And that's really the shift we're trying to bring about, both through changing the story of social care, through putting forward the solutions that we think will get us there, and by challenging the things that stand in the way.
And how did you get involved in this work? What's your background?
Well, I've long been involved in different roles around social care, independent living, trying to move those agendas forward. So when a few people began to talk about this idea, I jumped at it really and wanted to be involved.
Mm-hmm. And what is your current piece of work that you're working on?
So the main piece of work I'm leading in there is around trying to shift the public narrative around social care, which we believe at the minute is unhelpful and unproductive and potentially standing in the way of progress.
Mm-hmm. And why does the narrative need changing, would you say?
Two reasons. One, it's relying very heavily on the idea that there is a crisis. And there may be a crisis, but actually saying there's a crisis consistently doesn't necessarily help move the agenda forward. There's a lot of evidence from other fields that if you use crisis communications, in the end what you do is inculcate fatalism. So people stop thinking something must be done and start to think, well, nothing can be done about this. And the other challenge really is that the way we're talking about social care is incredibly narrow. We're kind of reducing it just to the issue of life and limb care and care for people. We've kind of lost that kind of broader concept which TLAC cares about, which we care about, which is around personalised care and support and concern for people's wider well-being. So we think it needs to shift both in terms of what people think of, you know, what comes to mind when we talk to people about social care, what's in their heads. At the minute, I think the evidence is what's in their heads is this kind of image of a young hand holding a wrinkly hand or a care home. It's a very kind of narrowly conceived thing. Very paternalistic ideas of all looking after vulnerable people. All of these ideas run very counter to our vision of empowering, enabling care and support that allows people to lead the life that they want to lead. So we want a narrative that can help shift people in that direction. Ultimately, though, we want one that inspires hope, a sense of possibility about the future.
How are you helping to change the narrative? What are your outputs? How are you changing the way people think about it? What's the practical steps?
Sure. Well, we're drawing on lessons from other fields. We're interested in the whole idea of framing and reframing, the kind of terminology we're using. Perhaps most famously in the UK at the moment, the Joseph Rowntree Foundation have a major project to reframe the way the public thinks and talks about poverty. So we're learning from those other fields. It requires a great deal of research around how the public think and feel, about the discourse, how the media is talking about care at the minute. Looking at how the sector messages on social care, doing that analysis, but then also coming up with propositions for how we can do it in a different way, but seriously testing those through research. And at the end of that, we will have a kind of brief for people to use to tell the story in a hopefully better and more productive way.
So thank you very much. That's very interesting, because here at TLAC, we're also looking to do our own reframing of the narrative. We've got our innovations directory. So it's a collection of providers who are breaking away from traditional ways of providing care and support. And the examples are from up and down the country. They tend to be small scale, but we're hoping to encourage commissioners to commission differently, be inspired by those examples. Might you have some examples that you could send our way, or in any way use that for your own purposes?
Sure, I think a part of our strategy is showing what we call glimpses of the future. And if we want a kind of hopeful narrative, one that can persuade the public and politicians and commissioners and others that there is a better way forward, having solutions at the front of that is really crucial. In fact, one of the key lessons around ineffective communications is always leading with problems. because then as well you kind of give people a sense nothing can be done. So our website, the Social Care Future website, is full of blogs from many of probably the similar people that you're talking to, sharing their ideas and their way forwards. So, you know, we are interested in the potential of community businesses, for example. We're interested in ideas like circles and shared lives and so on. A kind of broader idea, moving away from the idea of social care as a single service or a sector, to the idea more of an ecosystem of formal and informal supports, but recognising that those things aren't self-executing. You know, my own parents are in need of care and support and are currently benefiting from the development of a circle, which is a fascinating process about how you kind of draw on latent offers and support from friends and neighbours and how you organise that so it functions much more effectively. Those are the ideas that we really want to sort of promote for a sustainable future for social care.
That's really interesting. We'd love to have you back again to talk about this in more detail. I understand you've got some research coming out in October, is that right?
Yeah, we've a piece of research in October where we've done analysis of how the media has been talking about social care over the last 2 years. We've done analysis of how the sector has been messaging campaigns around social care for the last year or two. And work we've done today, how the public thinks. So we're bringing all that together, and that will be a precursor to a much larger piece of work to reframe the narrative.
And for people who are interested to get more involved, where can they go and what can they do?
Well, there's our website, the Social Care Future blog, which they can access and read. If they want to find out more about various things we're doing, they can contact us by email at socialcarefuture@gmail.com. From January of next year, we're going to be running monthly thematic events looking at a whole range of different issues, beginning with narrative change, actually, in January. So if people want to find out more about those and to come along, email us and we'll join our mailing list and we'll let them know what we're doing.
That's great. Thank you for coming and talking to us today. We will be doing more podcasts on thinking about social care differently, so please do register with the TLAP website, sign up to our newsletter. So that's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me. Thank you very much.